This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just babble.
Welcome back to another session of Standing right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know the drill, right? Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy the book, the coffee cup. There's all kinds of stuff going on up there. Ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy, all the things that you've been taught to hate. You don't have to. Really, the left figured if they stayed on that mantra long enough, you'd hate us all. But guess what? They lost. Didn't work out. All right. After the first break, Gabriella Boucher is joining us. She's the president and founder of the Millennial Solution, best-selling author. She's a TED speaker. And, you know, this TED Talk she did basically tells millennials they need to get up and do something. They need to live up, not to the expectation we have, but to the opposite expectation we have of millennials. We'll talk to her more about that. But the one that went through me tonight like a red-hot knife is an abortion doctor who says he kills babies because it's his Christian calling. Because I think that was the 11th commandment, wasn't it? Thou shalt kill babies in the womb. Apparently I haven't read that one, or that version of the Bible. A Mississippi OBGYN recently stated that he sees it as his Christian calling to provide abortion. It's Dr. Willie Parker, who practices at the state's only abortion facility, located in Jackson, wrote an op-ed for Glamour magazine. Wow. You remember the days when those magazines were all about, you know, how women looked in clothing and shoes and styles and stuff. Now it's about abortions too, right? The legislation signed by Governor Phil Bryant last month bans abortions after 15 weeks, 4 months into the pregnancy. The law notes that the unborn baby's vital organs begin to function at 10, and by 12 weeks he or she has taken on human form. Now Parker wrote in his op-ed, "As an OBGYN and a Christian, I see it as my calling to help women in making decisions that are right for their health. Choose life, because God chose life." And that's Joe, not the doctor. Thou shalt not kill, right? Isn't that your Christian calling? Anyway, he says he's called to help women make decisions that are right for the health of their lives and their families. I believe it's my duty to meet their needs without judgment. Not only do restrictive laws make it harder for me to do my job, but this radical abortion ban is an assault on women across the South. Right, so let's see. Their heart beats at 10 weeks. See, my biggest irritant with the loons on the left, it's not that they try to justify these things, you know, a dozen ways a Sunday. What they do, though, is for years they've been bashing on guys like me because I don't believe in science, because I believe in God, so I can't believe in science. But when I bring up science about abortion, when I bring up science about transgenderism, they go loony on you. They go sideways. All of a sudden, science doesn't matter. The only thing that matters at that point is how the woman feels. The only thing that matters at that point is how the person who claims to be transgender feels. It's all about their feelings at that point. So my feelings don't count. Who I want to worship doesn't count. The fact that I believe in a God doesn't count. And the only feelings I'm allowed to have that count are the ones that line up with theirs. He goes on to say, before the 15-week ban passed, Mississippi patients already faced multiple barriers to abortions, including a mandatory 24-hour waiting period, a mandatory ultrasound law, 20-week ban, a ban on the use of telemedicine. Well, why shouldn't that be? These are all the things. Look, when abortion first came into being, it came around because women supposedly, I'm not saying they were or they weren't, but the argument was they went to these abortion clinics that were in seedy areas that were done by coat hanger. They were dangerous. They were bad, unhealthy. And now, and it was just a blob of cells. They weren't killing anything off. It was just a blob of cells. Right? 24-hour waiting period. My God. Somebody's having an emotional moment. All of a sudden decides they want to have an abortion, finds a 24-hour abortion clinic, decides to have one, and then 2 days later goes, oh my God, or even a day later, say, what did I do? I should have thought that out. Why didn't anybody stop me? So what's wrong with a little sanity to the situation, really? Right? The 20-week ban? I don't know, maybe they had a mandatory ultrasound law, so you actually got to see what was being ripped out of your uterus. You actually got to see what was being dismantled. Right? The law requires that a minor to get parental consent before obtaining an abortion. Why is that bad? I haven't found one of these that should be objectionable to anybody. In an interview with AlterNet, Parker explained how he tries to ease women's guilt about obtaining an abortion. A substantial portion of his practice is made up of African Americans. Yes, of course they are. Because that's exactly who Margaret Sanger was going after. It's exactly who she was targeting when she started Planned Parenthood. It wasn't for the good of the country, the good of the people, the good of the women. She specifically wanted to go after the African American community. He says, many women of color are deeply religious, and I'm quite comfortable talking about the moral and spiritual center, he explains, so I add the dimension to the care I provide. I call it dignity restoration. Yes, for the woman, not for the baby he's tearing apart. God, can't stand it. We have to talk about this more some other time. This is a very long article on a guy that really is sick. He is very, very sick. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Gabrielle Beauchesne joins me on the other side of the break. We're going to be talking all things millennial. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you a short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can sum it up in 2 words. What's that? Get involved.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah. I'll tell you what. If you guys want a free book, I'll send you a free book. My book is Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Now, this wasn't my generation, so you guys do whatever you want. I don't really care. But if you... That was MC Hammer, right? That was... You don't know. Fingers, you wouldn't know. All right. I know you're too young. I got it. He's thinking, can't touch this, right? And he had those big, I don't know, what are they called, balloon pants?
Parachute pants.
Oh, God. Every generation has them. Anyway, you got parachute. If you send me a picture, let's see how much guts you got. If you send me a picture of yourself with parachute pants on, guess what? I will send you a free book. And maybe even, and if it makes me laugh enough, I'll send you a free coffee mug, too. How's that? Anyway,
I bet you nobody does it. They're all a bunch of cowards. I bet you not one of them do it. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. Now, you know how much I love to have some fun with the millennials in the world. You know, and my generation actually, to a degree, created them. So I'd like to say my four kids aren't like that, but many are. And I'm picking on the parents as well. But I got to tell you, I saw this TED Talk, and I was lifted up because she kept talking about how millennials need to step up. They need to step up and pretty much make liars out of us older folks, you know, to show that they can do the job. They can rise to the occasion. Gabrielle Beauchesne joins me. She's the president and founder of the Millennial Solution and a best-selling author. You got to check out her TED Talk. Gabrielle, thanks for being with me today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, you have to admit something. They are a fairly easy target, are they not?
A little too easily. Yeah. And as someone who's studied my generation for over 11 years, unfortunately, I just have to kind of cringe a little bit when you meet that millennial who just fits the mold a little too well. I'm like, come on, man, you're making it look bad for the rest of us.
Well, listen, I don't want to paint with such a broad brush though, where I say they're all like that, because I've met some millennials that are go-getters, that sit down, they want to learn, they want to glean from us old folks, but I find the majority of them don't. The majority of them that I speak with, it's not so much that I owe them, but they've been brought up in this environment where it's almost like they have a what do they call that, bubble wrap around them all their lives. I mean, yeah. Am I way off or what?
No, you're right. Yeah, we don't all wake up at noon. Some of us, you know, wake up at 10 a.m. But the fact that this generation does get that rap of being entitled and being addicted to technology, I talk about it in my book, Five Millennial Myths, that what I've found in studying millennials is it's not necessarily that millennials are entitled. It's really another E word that we don't talk about, and it's expectations. This generation has a different set of expectations, and those expectations may or may not be appropriate. So whether that's they're expecting, you know, a raise, you know, and a hug every 6 months from their employer, or their expectation is that, you know, you as a boss or you as a parent are going to be more transparent about your decision-making process when, you know, maybe you were raised in an era where it was because I said so. So really, I think that's where the conversation needs to land is, can we talk about expectations of this generation, discuss whether or not they're appropriate, and adjust where accordingly?
But can you change them? I mean, they've been taught this their whole lives, and you're right. You know, we saw it start to happen in the last years that we owned our business, but, you know, they have been taught to question that that they actually matter in the workplace, because you know as well as I do, in some places, it's kind of like, just do your job. I don't need your input right now. I need you to be productive this week, and if you want to approach me off hours or at a different time, yeah, sure, I'm more than willing to talk with you, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think, you know, saying that, you know, that they've been doing this their entire lives. Keep in mind, millennials are ages 18 to 37. So we're talking about a really wide swath of the population. Millennials are the largest part of the workforce. We're the largest part of the consumer market as of 2017. By 2020, we'll be the largest part of the voting bloc. So this really is a massive generation. It's not a generation that's going to go away anytime soon. But, you know, keep in mind, we're also still very young. And we really can be incredibly influenced, I think, for good. I think, you know, many baby boomers remember, you know, entering into the workforce and being told, you know, you need to cut your hair and you need to shape up. And each generation has their own kind of coming of age experience. I think my generation has been really amplified by the Facebooks, the Twitters, the Instagrams, and by kind of this bifurcation of generations by their use of technology.
Well, yeah, okay, but when you say that, it's really funny. There's a funny commercial on TV that I always got a kick out of. And the girl's sitting at the table, and she's looking at her Facebook page, and she says, you know, I feel so bad for my parents. They only have 60 friends. I have 400. You know, they're and she's going on about how they're out in the woods playing on their bikes because they don't have anybody to talk to online. And
right.
And I keep saying, Mike, you know, think about you guys. You know, the millennials have been brought up where life revolves around that interweb thing, doesn't it?
Well, we're actually seeing an interesting fallout, and sure, you know, the Facebook debate and even the delete Facebook is certainly really popular today with Zuckerberg testifying before Congress earlier today. But there has been an interesting move of millennials, particularly older millennials, who are moving away towards social media dependency because we grew up in an era, you know, I'm 29 years old. I remember having to sign on to the Internet and the dial tone, and you couldn't be on the phone at the same time, right? I mean, we're vintage models because we remember that. The real concern, I think, is for parents, politicians, and business owners to worry about the next generation, Generation Z, born after the year 2000, who doesn't remember what it's like to not have a smart device, who pick up phones and you know, speak into them, whether or not, you know, Siri's listening or not. So I think that there's, you know, every generation is going to have their own challenge. Again, I think my generation has got to take ours seriously. And my message to my generation and the work that we do with the millennial generation is to bridge the generation gap, but you also, too, have to challenge my generation to step up rather than expecting older generations to constantly change to cater to a new and younger generation.
But I got to tell you something. When I talk to guys my age that have their businesses, and they've had their businesses for a while, and as you say, you know, they come into the workforce, the biggest complaint I get is they have to be handled differently. They have to be talked to differently. You know, I can only speak a certain way, so I'm not trying to put them down, but, you know, our thanks for working every week was that paycheck we got on Friday. We knew that if we got a paycheck instead of a pink slip, we were in. We could actually come back next week. You know, my understanding is now it's a constant pat on the back on a daily basis, telling them what a great job they're doing and just constantly reassuring them that they're okay. And with that, we've got to go to a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a second. I'll allow Gabrielle to answer that on the other side. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A day after former CIA Director John Brennan went after President Trump on Twitter, saying he'll never be an honest person. The one-time Obama cabinet member has been cut off from access to classified information. He tells MSNBC it won't deter him.
I've seen this type of behavior and actions on the part of foreign tyrants and despots and autocrats for many, many years during my CIA and national security career. I never, ever thought that I would see it here in the United States.
Former top White House officials often keep their security clearances so they can advise their successors and be analysts for media organizations. The president says he's reviewing security clearances of nine others, including James Comey and Susan Rice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved in the conversation. We have a live chat room for you older folks, probably non-millennials. We have a chat room up on the regular website, therealside.com, or you can head over to the Facebook page. But now I'm being told that Facebook is like only for the old guys, so wherever you get it, you get it. I prefer you get it online. We have smartphone apps. We have all that fun stuff. But let me get right back to my next guest, because this is definitely one of my most favorite and most confusing topics. I've asked Gabrielle Beauchesne to join me. She's the president and founder of the Millennial Solution, also a best-selling author. And catch her TED Talk. It was really quite informative as to how she approached the millennials. And Gabrielle, thanks for being with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You know, it's always, again, because they're so perplexing. You know, when I went to a call center the other day. I didn't tell you this during the break because I just thought about it. I went to a call center the other day, and it was all, and I mean all millennials there, and they're making calls. And they're doing surveys. So they're having to ask questions and fill things in as they go. Up on the wall, I first thought that the monitor was a call chart. But when I came around the corner and looked at it, there were two television sets. One was a movie that was playing with subtitles because you couldn't, you know, the volume was really low on it. The other one was a video game that somebody was playing while they were at the table making those phone calls. And I'm going, okay, man, if they can multitask like this, every one of these guys should be, you know, part of the Millionaires Club. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're a whole different breed.
It's a myth of multitasking, my friend, and I see it all the time. And I think 22-year-olds, 52-year-olds, I think everyone falls prey to it to a different extent, this idea that we think we can do multiple things at the same time. But I mean, if you've ever driven home, you know, after a long day at work and don't remember your drive, you know just how, you know, how incredible the power of autopilot really is. you know, how did you stop at that stoplight? You know, did you cut that person off? You know, we still don't know. But I think my generation is more likely to go towards those multitasking components because as a generation, many of us, you know, did homework while watching TV or listening to music. Mm-hmm. And so it's become muscle memory for them to have multiple forms of input at the same time. And as a business owner myself, as someone who works with business owners and leaders and analyzes my generation and helps companies attract and retain them, I can tell you that that it's a myth and a lie that each of us, millennial or not, can actually effectively multitask. We task switch. We don't multitask.
You know, again, and sitting there watching them do that, I was thinking to myself, my God, and there's so many other things that they don't seem to be able to deal with. You know, we've got a lot of friends because of my age. I've got a lot of friends in the HR world. They've been at it for a long time. And they say one of the issues they have is that when you get further back to the baby boomer types and you had to correct them, you could sit with them in a room and you could have a conversation as to where you felt they were lacking in their work. They were lacking what they needed to do. Now, nobody likes that. Nobody likes to be told that they're not being successful or they're not doing their job, if you would. But they said that it is a total different animal in the way they have to handle millennials. You can't come in and say you're not doing your job. Your production isn't where it needs to be. You have to start everything off in a pot, what I call it, a foo-foo light. You have to claim it, you know you have a lot to do. We know you have things going on at home. And you've got the, you know, we really need you to try to. It's like, at that point, I would have swallowed my tongue. It would be over for me as a boss. Are you fighting the same thing in your world?
Yeah, well, we actually teach companies how to give effective feedback to millennials because by just telling them how great they are, you're not actually helping them improve. But frankly, they're not even listening to that part. Most people are taught to give feedback, like we call it the Oreo cookie. You're really great. Please improve on this. You're really great. We actually teach the stoplight method where it's stop doing this, keep doing this, improve on this. And more millennials we actually interview and collect data on are asking for constructive criticism. But you're right, though, Joe. How you're giving that feedback is certainly different. Another generation, the only feedback that they got was, you're not fired, right? And,
right.
And now we've got 360 reviews, and now we have, you know, daily reviews. This is a generation, my generation, who lives in a feedback-centered environment where we know, you know, how many likes or shares something's going to get within 24 hours. And I think that it's only understandable that my generation wants to know how they're doing their job. So it is a mindset shift. Millennials don't want feedback because, you know, they're little baby narcissists, as much as many of us think that they are. Millennials are requesting feedback because they're wanting to have more significance. And that's not a millennial thing. That's a human thing.
Well, you know, I find in talking with them or listening to them talk, too, is you just hit it. They're looking at how many likes they're going to get. Look at me. Look at what I have going on. You know, I've got to get this out there. I want people to see what I'm doing. I don't know. Is it because of technology? Is it because of the way they were raised? I mean, seriously, I'm always amazed at watching how they're trying to pull that attention towards them.
Well, this generation has certainly been raised where, you know, we are so used to sharing our life with the world, you know, whether that's what we had for breakfast or, you know, where we're going to, you know, on vacation with our friends. And that's because millennials see community differently, where our community is global in scope. And I think that that's can be a challenge for millennials to overcome and have a personal connection with a person sitting across the coffee shop with them. But I think it's also really powerful that I think millennials do understand what it means to be a brand ambassador kind of intrinsically, that they have a platform, a social media platform, and they can use it to make an incredible impact in the world.
Yeah.
And I think that we see more and more millennials utilizing it for that, whether it's, you know, fundraising for a cause they care about or sharing a message about a movement that they care about. I think that this generation kind of naturally gets virality in a way that other generations kind of are still scratching their heads and trying to figure out.
Yeah, years ago, being in the computer world, a client of mine had set up a room with almost 100 computers in there, and he had a bunch of young people in there, and they had smartphones. They had chat rooms open up on their screen. They had Facebook, and this goes way back because they had that, what was it, the Space, what was the AOL one? MySpace, right? And they were selling product. They were actually an advertising house. And they were selling product because these kids were going into these chat rooms and places like that and talking about using this product. And the place was, he had a couple of hundred people working for him, and they were all young people, and it was working. And you could, he says, look, the young people don't look at the newspaper. They don't listen to radio ads. This is how they're going to communicate in the future.
It absolutely is. And old school marketing used to be, you know, 9 out of 10 dentists recommend this toothpaste, and that's why you trusted it. But now it has nothing to do with the guys and the white coats. It has everything to do with how many likes or shares it is. So it's moved away from expertise and more towards a democratic movement of marketing. And so I think it's extremely powerful for a brand or a movement to get the word out there is, you know, can you get enough people excited about it? But more than anything else, millennials, and this is important, millennials trust each other over they trust experts. And so that means if you're a brand trying to get out there, if you're a politician, if you're, you know, an employer saying, you know, that, you know, we're the best, we're expert approved, isn't going to win the trust and respect of a generation as quickly or as effectively as if you get millennials who will respect their peers or people like them, not necessarily their age group, but people like them over someone who claims to be an expert.
You know, I think it's interesting. I don't know if you were watching the Facebook. Zuckerberg, for all intents and purposes, is a millennial, correct?
Of course, yep.
Yeah.
He's kind of the chief millennial.
Yeah, so you look at this, and the thing that I have heartburn with the Times is they're looking up to a 33-year-old young man, and don't get me wrong, there are a lot of smart 33-year-olds, but he's had, for all intents and purposes, he's had one job, he's had one success, he's still young, you know, experientially, and there was a lot of support around him. Not that he didn't do it on his own, don't get me wrong, I mean, he did what he did, but, yeah, I look at that success, and I say, why do we look at somebody like that and think that he's just so wonderful, so smart, deserves so much respect? And don't answer because we're going to commercial. I'll let you do it on the other side of the break. Show me your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. We're talking millennials. It's always a lot of fun on this show. We'll be right back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Why, you did say something, didn't you?
Are you doing that on purpose? Or can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, give me your email address. We send out an email once a week. Once a week to let you know some of the topics we're going to be dealing with, some of the people we'll be talking to. And yes, we do try to sell stuff. But unlike Obamacare, we don't force you to buy anything. So you can just do what you want to do. You can ignore it all you want to. And I'm always looking for suggestions for guests. If you send me an email in the subject line, I want you to put a capital TRS so I know you're not trying to sell me anything, and then tell me the topic and maybe even the guests we might want to have on. So, you know, one of my favorite topics, which is millennials, I've got Gabrielle Boucher joins me. She's the president and founder of the Millennial Solution. Also, she's a best-selling author and has a TED Talk. You got to go check it out. I did. I watched it. And it's got some good insight as to how millennials operate and what they're thinking and what they have to deal with. Again, Gabrielle, thanks for being with me.
I'm having a ton of fun, Jeff.
Good. You know, I should charge people to leave the mic on during the break because I think some of the better conversations have during the commercials than other times. You know, we were talking about cars, and you know, I come from the muscle car era. I only care how fast can I get that car from 0 to 60. I'm not really interested in how much fuel it's burning. And I told you, in the last 5 or 6 years, I've watched the car commercials go to not so much how much gas miles it's getting, but look at the technology it has. You know, in my day, it was about the lines on the car, how sleek it was, how it looked. Now you don't even hear about that. It's technology. Is it green? How far can you go on a charge? It's a whole different way of approaching, isn't it?
It really is completely different, and it really is all about what that car says about you. And I think it's back to that conversation we had on the other side of the break, is that millennials are brilliant brand ambassadors, and now, you know, every time you buy a car, they stage it for you, you know, whether there's the big bow on it, or, you know, they have this whole staging because they know people are going to want to buy a car and take a picture of it and put it on social media. So it's a completely different interaction you now have with a buyer, if you're looking to sell to, frankly, a generation that does something and instantly wants to share it with their audience.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, and again, I know I'm hitting a whole bunch of points with you, but you look at what millennials are doing today, you know, some of the things that they're waiting longer to get married, if they get married at all, they're waiting longer to buy homes. Is it because these things aren't important to them? Is it because these things are too scary to enter into? I'm really, really curious, because when you see what's going on in the social world, and we hear constantly about safe spaces at work, safe spaces at colleges, Are they a generation that just is having a hard time with commitment?
Well, we're actually seeing that millennials are, in fact, taking about 7 years longer to do things like get married, have a kid, you know, et cetera. Those things that used to traditionally be, you know, the things that adults do. And the implications of that are actually quite large. Everything from, you know, urban planning to, you know, companies who are looking to sell to that particular group. So it certainly is interesting, but why they're not actually getting married or having kids is even more interesting. The number one reason millennials say they're not getting married is student loan debt. So we've got about $38,000 on average that millennials have in student loan debt. So they're not looking to jump into marriage right away because they're already having to pay off essentially their own version of a mortgage and student loans before making that big next step in their life.
Wow, yeah. And I'll tell you what, you look at what some of these kids get dragged into, and I do mean kids getting dragged into these, you know, schools that are just charging so much money for education. I don't believe education should be totally free, but I don't think it should cost what I've seen it cost some people out there, you know, and we've allowed these colleges to get away with it and saddle these young people with debt. But again, I even joke about some other things. When you look at some of the classes given at these colleges, how many archaeologists do we need? Right? I mean, somebody needs to really give some, have a reality check with some of these young people as to what the chances of them really being able to go into the field they want to go into and be successful at it, don't you think?
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. I was at the White House just a few weeks ago for a forum on millennials with Ivanka, the president, Secretary Acosta, and others discussing this very thing about workforce readiness. That we're a generation that really wasn't, if you're going to college, is what college are you going to go to? And so because of that, we really overinflated an entire generation of employees with an education that, frankly, for many of them, it's just not applicable to the needs of the market. And so because of that, we have a huge an empty kind of nester feeling when it comes to things like trades and manufacturing, the skilled work. Workforce, frankly, what I call the legacy industries that have built up this country. And so we've actually spent quite a bit of time over this last year. We've studied millennials in manufacturing and the trades to discover how do we recruit a new generation to get into these industries that not only are incredibly lucrative, but are incredibly fulfilling as well.
Well, I got elected to a school board, and I got elected on career tech ed. It was my push. It was what I was talked about on a regular basis. And trying to get parents to understand that today's automotive mechanic is not the grease monkey of the 1950s. It's a whole different animal. The machinist.
It's a tech job.
Exactly. Forgive me. You don't have to be as mechanically inclined as the guy in the 1950s. You plug that little thing in the computer and it says, hey, go replace this. But you're right, it's not as dirty. They get paid well. Today's auto mechanics are making 60, 70, 80 grand a year when they first get started. There's nothing wrong with that in today's world. So it's also a mindset that we have to change, you know, between parents and even young people. Because I don't see, as you brought up, you don't see a lot of young people even wanting or asking to go into those fields, do you?
You really don't, and I think that it's a tragedy on the parts of my generation who's actually missing out on some really incredible, really fulfilling work. But also too, I think that our parents and indeed the career counselors that we went to, you know, who frankly been a joke in many instances, never even giving us the option to pursue these types of careers. So that's something that my firm, the Millennial Solutions, spends quite a bit of our time working on, is actually working with leaders in trades and manufacturing to help them recruit a generation who's seeking fulfilling work, and for an industry who's frankly going to be experiencing the largest generational power handoff they've certainly ever experienced.
Oh, look at, I tell people all the time, try to find a carpenter to fix something at your, a finished carpenter. Try to find an electrician, a plumber.
Or a plumber.
Yes, exactly. And listen, I've got friends that are plumbers. They make pretty darn good money, and some of them make as much money as some of our attorneys that I know. So to think that these are the jobs of old where people look down on some of these trades, which they should never have done, but these trades have been poo-pooed to these younger people. You know, the other part of this I want to hit you with is because they send smoke, and they do, they spend a lot of time, millennials spend a lot of time online, in social media, doesn't it take the personal touch away? Doesn't it take true sensitivity away? Is this what's making them a little more sensitive to what's going on around them?
Boy, I think it certainly made a big impact. I mean, listen, I met my husband on Facebook. We didn't get married on Facebook, but there are plenty of my generation where, you know, they meet each other, they hook up, they break up online. There's kind of a distancing of what, you know, could be uncomfortable or awkward. You're not going up to someone at a bar anymore. You're finding them on Tinder. So I think that we've really removed a lot of the social interaction that, frankly, our society has been based on, kind of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I think that the implications of that haven't quite filled out. Sure, we're seeing a younger generation that doesn't make eye contact, that, you know, gives, you know, very weak handshakes. He doesn't have conversations with adults. But I think the bigger implication is, you know, everything from, you know, how are you handling conflict inside of marriage? How are you handling challenges when you have a client coming after you? How are you handling these kind of issues of society? I think we're starting to kind of see the impact of that, certainly with the Me Too movement and quite a bit of the other movements that millennials have kind of been the spearhead of, and kind of the safe space economy that you've been talking about. But I certainly think that this generation has some really serious hurdles to overcome. I think we have the DNA to do it, but I think that it really is going to have to start with us with, of course, first taking responsibility, but also to keeping each other accountable to actually make this world the kind of place that we think we can make it.
Well, Gabrielle, I wish more people, more millennials, if you would, had your attitude towards, okay, people, it's time that we get up, we step up, and we do the things that we're called to do. You know, I saw that in your TED Talks, and I've asked people to go check it out. We're pretty much out of time. Tell people where they get more information, you buy your book, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you can learn more about us, our firm, and what we do with our clients at millennialsolution.com, and learn more about me and my books and the conferences that I speak at GabrielleBauchet.com.
Well, Gabrielle, it's been a pleasure having you with me. You should open up in L.A. I'm telling you, you probably should. 20 satellite offices out here. Hey, I'm Joe Machin, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?